Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, taking you through a Friday. Andy Bulbarch out here in Avon tonight, where later on this evening the Crushers take on the Schaumburg Boomers, and Matt Douglas is back in Elyria in studio control. And we mentioned that, well, this is a very busy month of August with the kids getting back into school and people getting ready for the fall. And we've got Tina Sable with the Medina County District Library on the line with us right now. Tina, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me this Friday.
Well, you guys have a ton going on, not just throughout August, but getting into the fall as well. And I want to dive into all that and then some with you here. I want to begin with this solar eclipse excitement. You guys have a lot of fun things going on for kids of all ages with the solar eclipse. What kinds of events do you guys have going on that these kids are getting involved with?
Well, we have an opportunity for some kids to come into the Medina Library and make their own glasses so that they can watch the solar eclipse on Monday, August 21st. Also, on the 21st, we're having some watch parties at some of our libraries as well. I know Lodi is having one. And really, at a lot of the libraries, we got some of the solar eclipse glasses, 600 of them, 2 weeks ago, and they are all gone. We have people coming in asking for them, but they went so fast because this is going to be such a cool phenomenon. But we did, from what I hear, some of the librarians stocked a few away. So if you're in our libraries on the 21st, we're all just going to kind of go outside and enjoy the view and maybe share some of these glasses and kind of come together as a community and watch that solar eclipse.
Holy cow, they're already gone. That's amazing. So for someone like me who's never really gotten too deep into the solar eclipse, I'm not really sure what the glasses are, or what they're made of, or how they're constructed. What exactly are solar eclipse glasses?
Oh, they're just made out of cardboard and a special kind of glasses film, and they're really inexpensive. In fact, I called into the library today just to see if we had any left, and they said they're already telling people to go to Lowe's. I guess they're a dollar there. Best Buy is supposed to have some you can order online. They're really not expensive, but we did provide them for free, which is always better than any kind of charge at all. But, yeah, they're just, you know, the little paper. They almost look like 3D glasses, just real, real simple. Actually, most of them are actually made out of paper. So, but it just protects your eyes because you're not supposed to look at that darn eclipse, you know, because it's still, those rays are still pretty strong, even though the moon's blocking it.
Tina, you talk about the eclipse coming up. Some of us have had the opportunity to see them in our lives. Some people going to witness it for the first time, but always exciting. But I also saw you guys have the Tri-City Ghost Hunters coming on. What exactly is that? Are people going to be hunting for ghosts?
Well, we've had programs like this quite a bit in the past. This one's coming up this coming Monday, and there's still plenty of seats available at the Brunswick Library. You can just go to our website. It's mcdl.info/events and just search for it and sign up and come on over. But we have a lot of these programs typically in the fall. This one's a little early. We have a couple more coming up in October, closer to Halloween, of course. We have the El Dorado Paranormal Investigations. They're coming into Highland Library on October 18th. And on Halloween at the Medina Library, we have a lot of historic homes in Medina County, as you guys do, of course, in Lorain as well, all over Northeast Ohio. But we have an event coming up called Who is Haunting Your House? So if you happen to live in one of those older homes or you moved into a house that you don't know the history of, we have some really good local history librarians who will help you hunt down the history of your house to maybe solve some of the mystery about those little bumps and creaks you might be hearing in the night.
Well, that's awesome. It's almost like the genealogy thing, except for your house. You can find out who's been there before and what's been happening in it. Do you get a lot of people who kind of come in looking for that sort of thing?
Well, we get a lot of people for genealogy because our Medina Library is kind of like the local history hub for Medina County.
Sure.
But I think it's kind of evolved into people wondering about their homes. We have, you know, there's a huge search for people that don't want to live in the cookie cutter developments anymore. They want a house with history. But along with that can come, you know, some interesting stories. So they want to find those out.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Tina Sable with the Medina County District Library here on Bullseye on the afternoon. Well, you guys are providing a new service, portable Wi-Fi hotspots. What can you tell us about those?
Well, several libraries in the area have them, and we just launched those in July. And there was a waiting list of people waiting to get these. I can just share my personal experience. I went to the East Coast with my family in July. And, you know, you use that darn Google map a lot. And once you launch it, it is pulling data. And guess what? I am $45 deep over my data limit for the past month. And if I had had one of these mobile hotspots, that would not have happened. Basically allows you to take Wi-Fi anywhere. You could be driving across the country to the Grand Canyon, and you're pulling from the cellular service, but it's not going off of your phone. So there's still a limit there, but it's huge. And people who travel for work or are going on trips love to take these with them, because then you don't get that big bill from Verizon, like I did, telling you went over your data limit. So you just check them out. They're super easy to use. As long as you keep them charged, you're good to go. And you can take them out from our libraries for 2 weeks. So they are super popular, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah, I can vouch for that, Tina. I used to have one of those in my old job, and that thing was a lifesaver. I did a ton of traveling, and anywhere I went, I didn't have to rely on the hotel Wi-Fi. I didn't have to worry about getting stuck in the middle of nowhere and chewing up all of my data on my phone. You're right. Those things are an absolute lifesaver. They're very secure, too, so those things are just terrific, and I think that's wonderful you guys are offering those. Well, you guys have so many different programs going on, and one of the things that jumped out at me also was you guys have a hunter education seminar. Now, of course, we're getting closer and closer. We talked about Halloween earlier, but we're getting closer and closer to November, which, of course, in Ohio is big-time deer season. What's going on at this hunter education seminar?
Well, it is your, it is the official hunter's education training. My husband and son had to drive to Lorain County, actually, 2 years ago to do their course. And shortly after that, we began offering those at Medina Library. So you just go to the normal hunter's education website. I can't give it to you over the radio because it's way too long. I have it in front of me here, but Google it. And when you search for courses in your area, Medina Library will pop up as one of them. We actually have one course that I believe is starting this Saturday, and then another one, and then the second day of it is the following Saturday. So the 12th and the 19th from 9:30 to 4:30 at the Medina Library. And I know for a fact there are still spots available for this one. At least there was as of Wednesday afternoon. So these tend to fill up really, really quick. And for a while, I don't think we were offering any in Medina County. People had to drive, like my husband and son did, to Lorain or other neighboring counties. But now we have it right here in Medina.
Very cool stuff. And I know you guys also have a Build a Better World volunteer fair as well, which those seems like they're certainly picking up in popularity. What can you tell us about this event?
Well, I know you guys, I just was listening to your show, and, teens, athletes, kids in high school, and a lot of retirees are always looking for volunteer opportunities. So every other year at Medina Library, this time it is on Saturday, August 26th, so right after school goes back into session for most of the school systems around here. From 1 to 3 at the Medina Library, we're going to have 33 nonprofit organizations set up in the library. You can browse, pick up information about a myriad of different nonprofit organizations that you can volunteer for. And, of course, like I said, for teens, that's necessary nowadays for that college application to get that volunteerism going. And also for we see a lot of recent retirees calling the library asking, where can I volunteer? And, of course, you can volunteer at the library, but there's so many other opportunities out there. And 33 organizations are going to be there. You can talk to them, find out what you would really be getting yourself into, and spend the afternoon at the Medina Library.
Tina Sable with the Medina County District Library, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, I know you guys are going to release your fall schedule here momentarily, but I know you guys have a lot of really awesome events on the horizon coming up in the fall at the very start of the new school year. What can you tell us about some of these events?
Well, we actually have an author, well-known authors, coming at the beginning of every month, September, October, and November. On Wednesday, September 6th, at the Brunswick Performing Arts Center, which is right back there by their nice new football field, we are actually going to have Jay Asher come. He wrote 13 Reasons Why. And that book, a lot of people know, is about teen suicide. And now I hate to bring you guys down on a beautiful Friday afternoon, but sometimes we have to talk about these difficult subjects. Talking about them, getting it out there, helps both the young people who may be experiencing the depression and their parents who don't know where to turn, don't know what to do if they suspect that their child does need help. So the author of this book is going to be coming to the auditorium, talking about the book, talking about his other books as well. And at the same time, we're going to have booths set up from other groups that offer mental health support and support for parents and just support of all kinds. We're also doing a cool thing this fall with the high schools in the art classes, where we are collecting old phones. You know, a lot of these kids have probably never even used a rotary phone or a button phone. So we're going to be dropping off old phones at the high schools in the art classes, and they are to decorate them. And it's called Make the Call for Help. And it's a way for the kids to support other kids, show that if you need help, make the call. And along with that, obviously, we're promoting the national suicide prevention hotline phone number, the text line, and the local numbers as well. We want kids to know that even if they want any information at all, it is just a call away. And the same goes for their parents.
Well, you mentioned it's just a call away. How can folks get a hold of the Medina County District Library if they're looking for some more information on these events? Can they visit you guys online as well?
Absolutely. Our main website is mcdl.info. If you want any information about the authors that are coming, you just put a slash after that and put authors, and it'll take you right there. And if you want to check out any of our events, just do /events, and it'll take you to our events calendar. You can do a little search and sign up for an event, find out more information about it, whatever strikes your fancy.
That's outstanding stuff. Tina, we appreciate you spending some time with us here and letting us know what's going on at the Medina Library, and we certainly hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, and I just want to wish all of these fall sports teams all across Medina County an awesome season. We're looking forward to get out there on Friday nights, soccer games, whatever's coming up, and support those athletes and those teams.
Yes, without question. That high school fall season is definitely here, no doubt about that.
It's a great time of year.
absolutely. All right, time to take a quick timeout.